Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Dukes and Bell, Abe Gordon in for Mike today. Mike's headed down to Miami for the Formula One race. And I'm sure he'll be posting stuff all weekend long. Love to hear from you guys at 404-726-0929. And we're out here at Atlanta United's training grounds. Today was the media game, which was a lot of fun. Now, again, I did not participate. I have to read this, or at least a portion of it, from our buddy Mike Johnson, who hit me up. Listen to Mike in the morning shift, Bo and Allie. But Mike said, man, I got to give, and he's giving you props here, Abe, so this is for you. He goes, I got to give a big shout out to my guy, Abe. You know, he says he was a dog out there today. He says, had our team won, he would have been the man of the match. So that is from Mike Johnson pumping you up and saying you played a lot better than the four goals you gave up.
Yeah, and look, I love Mike and I appreciate the kind words, but ultimately all that matters is the end result, and it was a loss, and I have to eat that. I have to think about that at night.
You have to live with that.
Carl, I don't get a chance for retribution for 365 more days.
This is true. You're going to have to wait.
It's going
to
eat at me.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a real bother. I might have to start therapy.
You going to be all right tonight?
Tonight I'll be fine.
Okay.
You know.
Are you drinking on this diet, by the way?
I can, yeah.
Okay, you can drink. All right, I'm just wondering.
But I can't drink just like anything, liquor.
What do you mean, can't drink anything? You just said you can drink.
Yeah, but like beer's full of carbs, right?
This is true. So, you, what are you drinking? Like straight bourbon? What are we talking about?
Could go straight, but I cut it with Diet Coke.
Okay, all right.
Bourbon and diet.
Because you might need one of those tonight. Hey, Mike Johnson, thank you so much as always, man. But he hit me up. He said he just wanted to give you some props. Hey, coming up, we're going to talk to Rick Stroud, who covers the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He's one of the best in the business. Guys, I still think that they are the team to beat in this division, despite what we've done. Despite how excited I am about the potential of our team, you can tell me all you want, but we allowed the door to stay cracked last year for the Buccaneers, and they broke through it. Now, was it our fault? Yes.
Yes.
But, Abe, I mean, like, if you told me right now that you're not picking the Bucs to win this division based on the fact that they've won it, what, for the last 3 years? No Brady? I mean, say what you want about Baker Mayfield. He's been a leader on that team. So, I'm just looking at our squad. I think we should win this division. We should have won it last year. But as we go into the start of, you know, the real offseason now, now the draft is done, and you look at their draft, and we're going to talk to Rick Stroud about this. I thought they had a really good draft as well.
Yeah, and for me, it's still less about them and more about concerns I have with the Atlanta Falcons.
Give me one. Give me one.
Michael Penix is one.
You have a concern about him?
Yes, of course. Do you know what he is?
I think he's really good.
I'm not asking what you think or what you hope. Do you know?
Well, when because I say I think he's really good, I'm telling you, yeah, I think
last
he's really
year, good. Last year, I thought the Falcons should have won the NFC South because I knew what we were going to have in Kirk Cousins.
But that
and until he was healthy, that's what we had.
But that's not Michael Penix's fault.
No. It has not. No. But my concern is I don't know what we have at quarterback. And you can line up all the playmakers around him that you want. We've seen what having a team full of playmakers with Desmond Ridder or Marcus Mariota looks like. Now, I'm not suggesting Michael Penix is Desmond Ridder or Marcus Mariota. Okay. I want to be very clear on that.
All right.
But I'm also not just here wildly suggesting that I know he is the future quarterback franchise guy that I have full faith in. I have questions. We've seen it for three games. Those games were good. They were okay. They weren't top five performances in the NFL last season.
No. But
so I'm just trying to slow build my excitement. We talked about this with the Atlanta Hawks. I talked about this with the Atlanta Falcons with Andy and Randy. I'm in a position now where I can't go and say, like I did last year, 10-7 at worst, probably 11-6 in division champs. I have a lot more questions coming in, and I just need to see it.
I don't get the questions. Let me say this. Abe's in from
the question is, how good does Michael Penix have to be for you to win the NFC South?
I don't think he has to be – he doesn't have to be an elite quarterback for us to win this division.
I agree.
And the reason is this. You have one of, if not the best running backs in the NFL.
Sure.
You have Drake London, who has already proven to you with bombs that he can give you 1,000 yards, and he should have had 10 touchdowns the last two seasons.
That's right.
If it wasn't for the quarterback play.
Sure.
You add in – the fact that you've just upgraded the speed and, I believe, okay, the playmaking ability on your defense. I am not asking Michael Penix to go throw for 5,000 yards and 50 touchdowns. That's not what he needs to do. He needs to take care of the football. But, Abe, when he needs to make plays, and I alluded to this the other day, when we're playing the Commanders in that game on Sunday night,
right,
and he makes the throw to Kyle Pitts.
Yeah, right at the end.
That is a – guys, slow it down all you want. Talk to anybody in the National Football League. That is a big-time throw. He has a window about this big. Pitts has got a defender on his back, and if he throws it just a bit behind him, it's incomplete. It might be picked. He puts it in a place only Pitts can make the catch, and luckily he did. It's throws like that show me whatever you thought about him in Washington where he threw it around a lot. He's got that thing. He's got the ability to put the ball wherever you want on the field. But he doesn't. We don't need him to throw for 5,000 yards.
I think we need him to be ranked, if you wanted to rank quarterbacks, whatever, somewhere between 12 and 17.
Well, I think he can do that.
Yeah, I think that's a realistic area for him. I think if he's 18th or worse.
This is interesting to me because, like, you're telling me you're worried about Michael Penix, and that's, like, the least concern for me.
I just don't think I'm writing it off as we know what we have yet, and I think I've seen that way too often from Falcons fans. It's not that I don't believe he is that guy. I do. But I'm not going to pretend like it's set in stone, locked, and we're good there.
So
I'm a little concerned.
After how many games will you feel confident? Because
probably six.
Okay, so let's just say.
I mean, it depends on the performances
because
who it's against.
Because here's the other part of this.
I don't know the schedule.
And I hope this is not the case, by the way. But you know, we could start. Let's just say we start 3-3. But Penix is great in those six games, okay?
Yeah.
But we're 500. And here we are again, like, oh, our record really doesn't reflect. But the quarterback play has been excellent. Sometimes it doesn't reflect in the wins. And my point is, like, that was the case even last year, right, where we had some of these wins, and you're going, man, Kirk Cousins, guys, I don't know how we beat the Raiders. I still don't know how we beat the Raiders on Monday night. That game was terrible, and Cousins didn't play well. But it was like, okay, he didn't play well, but we still won the game. Well, what if it's the opposite and Penix is playing great, but we still don't win the games maybe we should? How are you going to judge him? See, my point is, for me, it is always tools and talent. Like, when I look at a guy, and this is how I look at these college guys, Michael Penix has the tools and the talent to be great. Sometimes that doesn't translate because of where you're at or who you're throwing the football to. But this is not a talent issue that we have at quarterback. That has been the issue for us, Abe, the last few years. It's been we're not talented enough at that position, which is why we haven't been successful. Cousins comes in with experience, plays well, and then because of injury, he's not talented enough to take us over. I'm not concerned about Penix. I am more concerned, and that's ironic that you bring that up. I'm still concerned about what this defense is going to do. Do we still give up big plays? Is the communication and the sacks and all the stuff that we've been talking about for the last amount of years is still my concern? And you just went in the draft and doubled down on two guys that you think are going to help you. I'm more concerned about that than I am Michael
Penix. I'll tell you why, and it's a fair concern. I'll tell you why it's not at the top of my list is because it's not going to be worse than it was last year. It can only be a little.
You hope.
The discussion is it might only be the a same? Little bit better.
Okay, okay.
Not the significant jump in pressure, the significant upgrade in the secondary, stuff like that.
Yeah.
But it's not going to be worse.
New coordinator. I do feel better about Jeff Ulbrich than I did our last coordinator, simply because of experience. Whether you like or you think Jeff Ulbrich is not going to be any good.
It was very clear Raheem helped after the bye, and there was a big difference when he did.
Huge,
right?
Okay. Huge.
You can tell from just that the impact a coach can have on one side of the ball.
Absolutely.
And that's what you're counting on with Ulbrich.
That's what I'm counting on. I'm counting on the fact that he's done it.
And I agree, by the way.
And
I agree
been,
on
he's
that.
He's been at different places. And I keep saying this for Falcon fans because it's going to be easy when the season starts and we go, oh, this looks like Dan Quinn's. He's not Dan Quinn. Get it out of your head. He's coming here. I got to give him a clean slate to show us that whatever this is going to look like is going to be what he wants to do. And when Dan Quinn was here, everybody, you know, for folks who follow the league, the cover three defense was everywhere, right? Everybody wanted to run cover three because that's what Seattle was doing. And you had to do this. And you had to have this kind of personnel. I feel like the way that we've drafted and what we currently have, this is going to look completely different. And it may look similar in some ways, but I got to judge him for what he is. And I just think that that's the easy, like, oh, it's just Dan Quinn. It's not Dan Quinn. When Dan Quinn came here, we weren't sure what we were getting. And then we went to a Super Bowl and everybody said, okay, he's a pretty good coach. What do you think about Dan Quinn right now? Isn't that ironic that he leaves here and we're all pissy and upset and he goes to Dallas and he's the best defensive coordinator and now he's in Washington and he has them on the brink of a Super Bowl? It's like your opinion completely is probably different. It went bad here. There's no doubt. But that's I want to give Jeff an opportunity to show us what he's got as a defensive coordinator. I was not convinced last year with our DC.
Well, he doesn't have Micah Parsons, so that's a tough go.
He just drafted.
We're going to hope.
He just drafted.
We're going to hope. But when we talk about Dan Quinn, yeah, he had Micah Parsons in Dallas, and now he's got Jane Daniels in Washington. So players of that caliber certainly are going to help you look like a good coach. I think what's interesting is you need to look like a pretty good coach here, potentially without those players. I think that's possible. And when we look at the pass rush, right, and you say we doubled down and we're going to be better this year, we don't have to be top five. We don't need to be the third best in sacking the quarterback. But you can't be third worst either. It's a small jump, I think, on defense that makes a huge difference for this team.
What do you guys think? 404-726-0929. You concerned about Penix? That's Abe's concern. It's certainly not mine. It's an interesting perspective. Coming up, Rick Stroud's going to join us. Tampa Bay Times. He's covered the Bucs for a very long time, covered the NFL. We're going to find out what they did in the draft, how much he likes it, and what he thinks about how the Bucs are going to look this upcoming season. Next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.